I want at this moment all of us to close our eyes and let's pray together for this time in which we are going to reflect about the words that God has given me. So let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable to you. Come, Holy Spirit, ignite us with your love, with your power, to be a loving community who reflect the light of Jesus and who are shepherds to one another. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So years ago, we decided to get a family dog. And I had my heart set on this little, small, cute, cotton ball kind of little puppy. But why I chose that kind of dog, it was because I wanted that dog to sit on my lap when I watch TV. And I also perhaps want to take that dog to the store, or in these little bags that now they sell. And or maybe in an airplane. Wow. So I had all these dreams. And then my husband shows up with a Velociraptor. She is a Belgian Malinois. She is a police dog. And if you are familiar with this breed, you know that they're very loyal. They're very protective. Her name is Mia, and Mia knows us. Mia knows our voices. Mia knows our smells. Mia knows even when somebody rings the bell that somebody's coming. And Mia knows also how to be on alert all the time. You can't drop a potato chip on the carpet anywhere in the house without her showing up to devour it in a second. So she's always looking for what is coming next. She is always in this protective mode. She is our shepherd. She belongs to us, and we belong to her. And today, we are going to talk about a relationship like that one, that is marked with or by belonging, protection, and knowing each other's deeply. Our sermon series, I Am Here, is all about Jesus and who Jesus says he is in his own words. They are called the I Am statements of Jesus. And they are found in the Gospel of John. We hope as a church that this series will help us or give us the tool to talk to others about who Jesus is, but also that we can care about the things that Jesus cares about. So when Jesus uses these statements, he's not just tossing out nice metaphors. He's using everyday images. He's using the word, I'm a bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the vine, and you are the branches. I am the good shepherd. So those words were part of these normal days lives of those people at that time. So he uses that language because he wanted people to understand how they can be part of this new way in which Jesus is showing up in the world, and they become part of the plan of God. But mainly what he was trying to say is very important to let them know who he is. So today's statement is, I am the good shepherd. And I want to give you a context. Where is this statement being said? So it's right after a confrontation that he had with the religious leaders of the time. They are accusing him of performing a miracle on the Sabbath instead of rejoicing because he just healed a man who has been born blind. So they are accusing him of working on the Sabbath. Why they're accusing him? Because the Jewish law was against people working, and that was a mandated rest day. So Jesus performing a miracle was work. The image of a shepherd wasn't an unfamiliar image, because for them, when they read the Hebrew Bible, what we call today the Hebrew Bible, one of the prophets and many other prophets also used the language of a shepherd. An example is the prophet Ezekiel. When he says that God is calling the leaders of Israel shepherds of the people, but God is saying you are not being the shepherds that you could be, because you are being selfish. You are only thinking about yourself. So God tells Ezekiel that God himself is going to come to earth, and he's going to be the shepherd that cares for people. So when Jesus says that he is the good shepherd, he is claiming that he is the Messiah. The Messiah that everyone is waiting to be with them. The one that cares for the people, especially those unseen, those who are not privileged in that society, or those who are in the margins. So when Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, I hear. You are not alone. I care deeply about you. I love you. And you belong to me. Jesus claiming his divinity, which in the eyes of the religious leaders was blasphemy. Because if he says that he is the good shepherd, who are they? The bad ones? Or when he says that he lays down the life for his sheep, it means that their authority is undermined. So can you feel the tension? Can you feel the conflict brewing? Jesus is going against, disrupting the religious agenda of the day. And Jesus is offering hope, which especially he was doing by changing people's life. So he is the shepherd, the leader, who is concerned about them, who sees them, who hears them, and most importantly, he wants them to belong, to feel that they are part of that society. So these are the words that Jesus says. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. When the hired hand sees the wolf coming, he leaves the sheep and runs away. That's because he isn't the shepherd. The sheep aren't really his. So the wolf attacks the sheep and scatters them. He's only a hired hand, and the sheep don't matter to him. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I give up my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that don't belong to this sheep pen. I must lead them too. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock with one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me. I give up my life so that I can take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I give it up because I want to. I have the right to give it up, and I have the right to take it up again. I receive this commandment from my Father. It's a powerful, powerful moment. So the three things that I want to highlight from all that passage that we have in John. So the first thing is when Jesus says, I know my sheep and I know, and the sheep know me. In plain English today, we can say that you are seen and known. The second thing is when he says, I lay down my life for the sheep, he's saying you are worth sacrificing for. And the third thing is, I have other sheep not from this sheep pen, which means his love is bigger than our boundaries. Think about that. Jesus is always trying for us to belong to his sheep pen. That's incredibly powerful. So when Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, he's not just describing a role. Jesus is declaring a relationship. He's saying, you belong to me. You are loved. You are safe with me. And if we take it one step further, he's calling us to be shepherds of others. When I was preparing for the sermon, I was looking for a video to share with you, and I found this video that just shares so much how we on this earth can be shepherds of others. Take a look.
Hi, I'm Carla Story.
And I'm Justin Story, and we've been fostering as well as adoptive parents for the last 7 years.
We got our daughter whenever she was one, and we adopted her when she was two. We're currently in the process right now for getting our foster license to be able to take in some teens now. So what she really needed was that relationship aspect of having parents. And now that she's seven, she's able to connect the relationship aspect that she has with us and her birth mom and see how Jesus has also been her father. Maybe not her earthly father, but definitely her heavenly father.
It's cool to show her how, like, this was a part of God's plan. Even though most people closed adoptions, we specifically left it open in the hopes that one day she will get to reconnect with bio mom and be like, hey, like, I love you, I forgive you, God had a plan for me, you know, and use that story to hopefully do some reconciliation as well as redemption for both her and her bio mom.
Yeah, and I think prayer is also big in her life because she encourages her brothers to pray as well, and she kind of makes fun of them, like, what, you guys aren't gonna pray? And she always has the longest, most eloquent prayers, so.
She does. We're just super blessed to be a part of her story, and it's cool to see, like, this girl who was, when we got her, so far behind where she needed to be, and now she's, like, in advanced classes, and people are like, well, what did you do? And it's like, we just loved her. We were just parents, like, that's all we did, and even if that just means we're kind of a background part of her story at some point, like, that's kind of the hope, is just giving her that home environment to thrive. And, like, even as we're heading into a season where we're probably gonna bring in a teen into our house, our goal is not ultimately to try to change their opinion or their beliefs, but to be that stable place so that they can launch successfully into adulthood and hopefully maybe they'll be like, hey, why did you do this? Like, why were you, like, so willing to take me into your home? And then we get that opportunity once that relationship. That might not be here till years down the road.
When this little girl came into our life, she totally wrecked our world and flipped it upside down in all the best way possibles. And not only in our lives, but also those around her, so much so that there have been handfuls of people that have gone into foster care because of her. Workers in the nursery at church have started foster care because of the impact that this little 1-2-year-old had in their lives. And it's so amazing to see just their foster kiddos who they've also been able to adopt because of this little bundle of chaos that came into our house.
Hi, I'm Aylin.
How wonderful is to see that others can be shepherded. Others can invite people into their lives to safety, to be rescued, to be loved, to belong. That is a wonderful, wonderful thing. So in a few days, the Loudoun County Public Schools will go back to have a full year ahead of them. And we want all of you teachers, students, and administrators to know that God, the Good Shepherd, is with you. And all of you will receive this small tag to put on your bags, on your purses, if you want to. And you can, when you see it, you will be reminded that God is with you, that you are not alone. And most importantly, that your church is praying for you and is here for you. That this is a community in which you belong and we care for you. So when you leave the sanctuary, please don't forget to pick one of them and use them during the year. And students and teachers, on those bags, you don't carry only your laptops and your books and your supplies, but you also carry your dreams and your hopes and your anxiety and your challenges. And the good news is that there is one who wants to carry that load with you, and that is Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Jesus wants to be with you, because Jesus cares for you. But remember that as he cares so much for you, he's inviting you to care for one another. So what it looks like to be a shepherd for one another in the world today. So I have three options, suggestions. And let's say a school for students and for children. So imagine that you are in the cafeteria and you see a little kid sitting alone at the table, eating lonely. Sit with them, have that meal with them, and ask them, how are they doing? There is a lot of transferring kids from different places that they don't have connection yet. So invite them in to belong to that community in that school. Say hello to someone who you see that you haven't seen before in the hallway, who is probably very shy. Be a loving presence and always remember to be kind. And at work, for all of us adults, we don't know what people go through in their lives. People may have had issues in their marriages. Maybe they are up to here with debt. Maybe they're having a hard day, and we can change their attitude and their day by being compassionate. Compassionate with our observations, with the way we engage with them. So always think about how could you encourage one another at work. And very important, reflect before you open your mouth. Because sometimes we want to say something, but maybe that something that we want to say doesn't build anybody or doesn't help. So think and reflect before speaking. And in your neighborhoods, watch out for each other. Some people have great neighbors and some people don't have great neighbors. But even to those neighbors who have not been great neighbors, offer a smile and watch out for them. We have been blessed to have wonderful neighbors. And many years ago, one of our neighbors sent us a text late at night saying, "Hey, Marcela, I want to let you know that the Honda Accord that is parking outside in the parking gas section has the lights on." Thanks to his kindness and thanks to the time for him to send that text, we didn't wake up to a drain battery. So he was looking after us. And that really, you know, it makes you feel that somebody cares. So care for one another. I know we can be shepherds of one another. I know that we can transform the world. And we as a community, that is our saying. We want to transform the world, one person, one family, and one community at a time with the nobody knows, with the unlimited love of Jesus, unconditional love of Jesus. Come on. We say that all the time. Unconditional love of Jesus. And that's who he is, the good shepherd. He loves us. He calls us to belong. So that's very, very important for us to do. Our voice, our presence, our actions matter. You may recall a few months ago, our church's pride flag on that sign on Ashburn Road was stolen more than once. One, two, three, four times. And we replace it every time because we want people who feel that they don't belong or that maybe they feel lost. We want them to hear the voice of the shepherd saying, "You belong here. You are loved. I care for you." So that is who we are, because we are not a higher hand. We really care. And we care because God loves us first. The good shepherd loves us first. Our differences in race, in gender, in social status, or in immigration status do not, hear me, do not disqualify us for belonging to the sheep pen of Jesus. It doesn't disqualify us. We are humans amazingly made for this wonderful Creator. So we all belong to the Good Shepherd, the Crossroads community, like I say. We are not the higher hand. We really care for one another. So, to end, I have two more points that I want to offer. And how can we do that? How can we be shepherds of one another? Yes, we can be nice and we can be kind, but maybe you have never known who Jesus is and who really is this good shepherd. So I want you to know your shepherd. And the ways in which you can do that, I offer some in there. So read the scripture. Today we have so many tools to do that. There are apps in which you can have a daily devotional, or you can read the Bible for 1 minute a day. So read it. Get to know who Jesus is. And next week, I already said, we have this opportunity for you to discover what small groups are going to be being here at Crossroads. So join a Bible study. Get to have conversations with others about life, about who Jesus is, about challenges. Those are the small groups. People trying to make sense of the world, the seasons in which we are. Small groups change the way a church behaves. So join a small group. Pray daily. Important to have that connection, that deep relationship with Jesus. If you don't know how to pray, I love to pray. So come and tell me, "I don't know how to pray." It's okay. We all learn at some point. We can pray together. We can learn how to pray. It's a personal connection. It's a conversation with Jesus. And the last one that I want to offer is take moments of silence. We don't need to be talking all the time. Be in silence and listen what God is saying to you. The Good Shepherd, what is Jesus saying, who you are? Listen. Listen deeply. Breathe and receive those words. And the second thing that I want to offer is, and I have been talking about that through the whole message, emulate your shepherd. Care for someone beyond what is expected, right? Beyond. Not just like this, beyond. Because that is the caring part, right? That is the call to care beyond what is expected. And invite someone in your community, in your neighborhood, in your school, someone who you think feels lost or maybe is unseen. They feel that they're unseen, that they don't belong. And tell them that they belong to the sheep pen of Jesus Christ. Invite them here to this church so that they can belong to this community who wants to change the world. So I hope that when you read the statement, I am the good shepherd, you can hear Jesus saying to you, you are not alone. I care deeply about you. I love you. And you belong to me. What a powerful reminder and a promise for all of us. And why? Because to all of us. Because I guarantee you that some or many, all of us, at some point in our lives, we have felt lost, we have felt unseen, and we have felt out of place. But Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is caring about all of us. What a gift is Jesus to humanity. The presence of God in our midst. The incarnated God in our midst. Don't you agree? What a gift? Amen. Thank you. Amen.